it's the beginning of May, and Diogo and I are finally back on the road, following our nomadic nature. We have decided to make this project, not to collect the stories of the people that we call the guardians of the land, those that live in a sustainable way, closer to nature. First of all, because we want to learn from them, and also because we feel that we want to share their stories and give them a voice, because their voice has to be heard. The first episode takes us to one of South Portugal's last remaining native forests. We are following a dirt road through really the nowhere land. There is no signs. We are a bit lost. But then we reach a hilltop after half an hour driving, with a beautiful view. We look down and the sun is setting. Everything is in a golden light. And yeah, we know we have arrived. This is the valley of Yemadas, where a community of around 15 people live. But it's actually hard to tell that somebody lives there because, yeah, you can only see trees, no? Just by the cars parked down the road, you can see that someone lives in those hills. Yeah, so we drive down, we park the car, and just as we get out, we see Tiago and Ana, that is the founders of this community basically, and a friend of them. They are coming down from the hill with a big smile on their face and the guitars and instruments on their back.
It's an honor to also to receive this project, Guardians of the Land, and I think it's a big opportunity also for us to receive people like you that are really interested to pass the message and pass the knowledge and plants and seeds and so this is really good that you knock on our door. For me, to be a guardian is to give a lot to this land. She gives so much, and I want to give back. I want to also that this land is for the future. Yeah, also to create a paradise here where you really feel in harmony with nature, in peace, in beauty. Yeah, to be conscious of each step of what we do. So vision is to be sustainable, to be in harmony with the nature, to focus on education also, integral education for our children, and to also to express through arts, through music, dance, paint. And yeah, I think we share the same vision of many people. And we really want to live with people that also wants to supporting the education of the children that live here, that born here. We already had two kids born in here, so we want also a beautiful education for them, integral, really, where everything is an education. No, they can learn from everybody. They don't need to only go to the school to learn. And here is what we do. We create different projects for them, and we give them also a piece of land.
Hello. investing a lot in environmental education, so we have also this project where we educate our kids. They don't go to school, they do homeschooling, but they are involved in the activities. They also have their place here, we call it the children's land, and we have other kids from other places around, no, from other families. Also, they come here, our kids also, they go there. So we have a very nice network of families and parents that we make our environmental education and our homeschooling. And our kids, they are getting prepared for this new world. No, they are not studying to go and to be a lawyer. No, they are prepared to live in the nature, to be an artist, to be a farmer. To be as more independent as possible and more resilient as possible to all these changes that are happening, you know, like suddenly there's a virus, nobody can go anywhere, and you have to survive. We have food, we have water, we have energy, we have electricity, because we are prepared for that. We knew something can happen, you know, like you don't need to be... No, like so intelligent to understand that the world, it's collapsing the way it is. One of our missions is to maintain the source, of the real life, the work in the land, the building our houses, to be together, to eat together, to talk with each other face to face, to be around the fire. So I see it as the main thing that we are doing here is to live as the tribes still live in the Amazon forest or in Africa. We were traveling and we got inspired by them. We didn't invent this. This is not new. Having this great experience in Nauruville during 7 years, where we had a chance to learn many skills, since farming, reforestation, water catchment, about therapies, healing, about music. You know, like after you do all this research about what you really love, what you really like, to experiment living in many communities, In our case, we felt that something is there, needs to be experimented in a place there. We want to start from scratch. The dream comes at some point for everybody. Like if you have a glimpse of consciousness, you understand, like to live in an apartment like I was living makes no sense, to have a very stressed life makes no sense, to work for money without any purpose makes no sense. So like my first dream was like, get out of here, you know? And then, yeah, I went away traveling, and then like, yeah, it's the vision starts to grow. It's like a seed that you plant inside of you, and then you have to water, and this water, it's experience.
esvazia. Entre o saio fico, vou. Cheguei, voltei à casa, meu irmão. À casa, posserão. Cheguei, voltei à casa, casa de onde posso me refugiar. Tentações constantes querendo-me levar. Casa de onde posso me refugiar. Tentações constantes querendo-me levar. Tarararão, tarararão, tarararão.
My presence here today. I came for another one of our meetings, our gatherings that are happening every 2 weeks with this community. This came out of a need to be more effective, more transparent, more clear about also how to communicate in different situations. Sociocracy 3.0 brings is a practical guide that brings patterns for people to come together and govern themselves and find their own ways to evolve, to grow together. So these methods are here for us to adopt and to adapt to our own reality, context and scale. And communities are a big part of the transition that we are going through now, with shared resources and shared needs, also social needs, economic needs, existential needs. So I'm very passionate about this art of self-governance, because I really believe it's a very strong tool to really bring the change that we look for, like, because it really brings the power to the people.
So what I feel is, before I was really very like into my masculine, no? Like, yeah, I want to do this, I want to do that, nah, nah, nah. And then suddenly I realized maybe I'm losing my female part, my softness. And then I realized, I think it's good to do these women's circles. So these meetings were really empowering each woman to be in their strength and to really go for it. If you have like a mission in this world, yeah, go for it and yeah, don't quit. Just trust that you can do. Even if you need support, you have your sisters and you have your women around. And yeah, and there's a lot of kind of rituals, the passage rituals that we like to do. Also, when a woman gives birth, we have a talking stick that is been already 6 years with us. And each new moon, we do gatherings, and the stick passes to different women. And we are like a group of more or less 20 women in this area of the Vicentina coast. And we share, we share very, very deep things that stays there also, and we don't spread it, we don't talk what is going on there. It's not because it's a secret, but it's because it's sacred.
Eu sei que eu posso perder a memória desta canção, mas dia eu hei de trazer de volta ao meu coração. Mas eu sei que eu posso perder a memória desta canção, e dia eu hei de trazer de volta ao meu coração. Força do vento que me leva, a força da água que me lava, a força da terra que me quebra, a força do fogo que me acorda.
I think it's very beautiful to integrate rituals, especially in a community, to remember always to praise the air, to praise the elements, to take as sacred every relation with your partner, with your friends, with the earth, with everything that is related with you, no? That in your daily life. And it's very important to remember, because when we forget about this, then we lose the consciousness and importance, the sense of importance from all these relations, no? With our food, with our water, with everything. No? It's very beautiful to see the impact, no? Like to do offerings to the earth together and pray together for the food we have from the garden, for the trees, for the beauty of the land. And when I knew, like, met this concept, no, in the Andes, was very powerful for me, no, because I met an old guy, and he was explaining me what is the Aini, no, what is this exchange of energy, because in my understanding was exchange of earning energy, like to give money always, more in this sense, no? And but he explained me, like, the Aini is everywhere, no? The Aini is like the exchange of energy in all kind of relation, no? So when they take a fruit from the tree, first they give thanks, no, to the tree, and ask for permission to take the fruits, and the same for the earth, no, to start planting, and they first talk with the earth, no, and ask for permission, and then they plant, and then when they harvest, they offer the best seeds, the best parts of the things that they get from the earth back to the earth, no? And and like this also with people, no? Also when you come to a house of somebody, this person will open their house very friendly, and you always take something to honor this, no? That they are letting you in their space, and they will be like giving you everything from them, no? Even if they don't have like food and sleeping and whatever you need, no? Even more than what you need. And I give because I want to give you something, and I know, like, maybe I don't receive from you, but I'm somehow universe will give me somehow back, no? This is a beautiful journey of growth together, no? Like as a community.
the soul of this community. Like when we were playing music since India, that Yamada's born there, that we had these amazing sessions around the fire, that we felt like this was always like this. You feel that this is not new. It's in your genes. This is in your DNA, and we were like connecting in subtle levels. No, there maybe during the day we were having a bit of different opinions or different points of views, and like someone wants to do this, the other one wants to do that. We come to the music and we are all aligned and we are all in the same direction, and we're looking for founding like the harmony, the rhythms and the sounds and everything. When it becomes in tune and aligned, it's beauty. It's, you know, you can really go for some other dimensions. And we used to call it the intergalactic music, because it would take us from the third dimension, where there's a lot of, you know, sometimes concerns and problems and a lot of planning and thinking about the future. And we were in the music, there's only here and now, and there's nothing to worry about, nothing to prove. And this was really, for us, life-changing, also a turning point, and made us very, very together, yeah, the music.
Guardians of the land.